Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, October 17th, 2022. It's just us. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, A-hole.
Don't call him A-hole. What's He's not name? An A-hole.
A-hole. I meant to say A-hole, but I was
Jesus!
V-hole. Because V-hole came up earlier.
V-hole's
funny. Oh, yeah, it's A-lock. Right? From earlier?
Yeah, A-lock.
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 Yeah.
Even with a K. L-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Not A-lock.
I like it.
Do you? A-lock.
Yeah, A-lock, right. Yeah.
All right, fine. A-lock it is.
You got it.
Right. Whatever you want, dude.
The problem is he keeps on changing his name.
Yeah. I didn't change it. Somebody gave me the name A-Lock.
Well, stop accepting everybody's
name. Push him back.
Reject it.
No.
Push yeah. back.
Pick the
I
one you like the most.
I need names so people know who the hell I am out there.
Decide who you are, Alex.
I can't. It's so hard.
Well, it sounds like we have a huge staff.
I'm learning.
Sorry.
It does. It actually sounds like there's a...
High turnover rate
That's
here.
That's funny.
Yeah. Like 20 people working
whole
on this
show. Whole team of people here to help.
Yeah, all these...
There used to be.
Yeah, all these assistant producers, yeah. Man.
Yeah. All the assistants had assistants, and then they had interns.
Right. Oh boy.
Anyway.
Just
hey,
made
I,
me sad.
I actually took the tone of the show down a little bit. I mentioned this to you earlier, so I want to get to it. Because I want to try and do a bad advice today. It's been a couple days since we did one.
Okay, good.
Chevy Chase is on, I guess it's the latest episode. Everybody's got a podcast, you know? Hi, you're listening to ours. He's on Bill Maher's podcast. It's called Club Random. And he was being asked about drugs and John Belushi and SNL and all the things. And he said that John Belushi stole his cocaine when they were on Saturday Night Live together. Which is not super surprising. I mean, I guess there are people who use cocaine and aren't, like, tearing the building apart when they can't find it.
I think that at that point, it was probably one of those, he had plenty of money and someone who could get him a fresh stash at any time. That was big
You'd
business
think,
in the
maybe
day.
Maybe Belushi was, this, someone had been told, don't sell that guy any, because apparently he stole it. He said, I had a little jar of cocaine with a little spoon that hung from it. A jar.
A jar?
Does he mean one of those little, what are those things called?
No,
little
it probably,
bullets?
Yeah, those are like, where's that from?
I don't know, someone's whistling.
Oh, that's a pretty good whistle.
They're just walking by.
Thank you.
Just whistle.
It's been a while since I've been whistled at.
Oh, they were catcalling you.
Oh, I don't know. I was, you know, I'm just trying to spin it where I, you know.
Well, yeah, your legs do look good.
Oh, thanks, Finn.
I was thinking like a vial, right?
A vial, yeah. Anyway, he said that he had a little jar of it.
I would assume rock stars would have
a jar.
A jar.
With like a tablespoon.
Well, didn't they say that like Black Sabbath used to do so much and Aerosmith used to do so much that they would just get so tweaked that they couldn't play their instruments and would have to leave.
Sorry, we did too many drugs, guys. Gotta go. Rock stars over here. See you tomorrow around noon.
Yeah.
He says, I had a little jar of cocaine with a little spoon that hung from it. I had it on the piano of the stage.
Oh!
So he's sitting there.
In plain view.
Yeah. Well, apparently, they were all, you know, it was the 70s.
Right.
Oh, fucking going to go to the disco afterward, too, I guess. So he says, so I'm just playing the piano, and the crowd's not in yet. It's just this little jar is just sitting on the down there, and I'm
Me
watching.
And my
I'm
stash.
Looking at my hands, right. And I was playing for a little bit, and then I looked over because I was like, hey, it's time for another bump. He didn't say that part. I added that in. He said it was just gone. So I had no idea how. So my first thought would be, oh, shit, I vibrated it off the piano with my enthusiastic piano playing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, obviously, I was looking at my hands at the moment that John swooped in and took it. John Belushi, he claims, stole his cocaine. So I immediately said, Belushi, did you take my coke? And he said, no, what are you talking about? No. Why would
right.
I do that? I wouldn't
sure.
do that. I was, you know, I've got a problem with that. I wouldn't do that. A month later, he goes over to John Belushi's house, and he sees his jar washed and empty, obviously, and it's just sitting on a bookshelf, and he's all, that's mine with the little spoon. This is, I guess he recognized it. I don't know, because that is sort of like those little vials with the screw down top and a little spoon that pops up. You ever see those?
No.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
All I ever, I didn't really like Coke, but I did it in high school.
Yeah.
With other friends. We always just used what was called a bindle, and it was just a piece of paper that you had fold, not really origami, but kind of folded up in a way.
Yeah, it was kind of origami.
That would, you know, it could you could actually shut it, and it would, you know, hold your stuff. But I didn't, I'm a downer guy. Yeah. I don't like the uppers.
The problem with bindles, and there are problems with them, is that, you know, there you are holding it, and it's open to the air. And if anything happens or you get jostled and you drop that thing, your fucking Coke's gone.
Right.
And also, it's hard to get it out of there cleanly without it being stuck. And then, so that's where you do like key bumps and driver's license bumps. Or just dip your finger in.
Pro tips.
Pro tips. Go for the vial. You want the little spoon on there.
I never did that stuff that way. Huh.
Anyway, that's, I just thought we'd be able to talk openly about it. If
the
I
only
did it on
time
a secret
that.
Show.
The only time I liked Coke where I went, oh, that was super fun, is if I was shit-faced drunk, and that somehow took you back just to a place of safety.
Yep.
Just to a place of seemingly normal behavior.
Well, it can actually make you sober if you, like, you can't believe how much you can drink when you're on when you're on Coke. It's
same's
almost
true
makes it
with
about,
LSD.
Is that so?
Oh, my God. You can drink LSD. You could, I would drink 20 beers on a night when
and
you took LSD and you would just not, it's water. Oh my God, it's gone. I haven't
this
left the front
like
of the
magic.
Fridge yet. Like you just,
it's magic.
God, it's gone.
And you wouldn't get wasted? You wouldn't get drunk?
You were already,
you were loose, right?
Beyond gone. So just, but no, you wouldn't get drunk. It sort of just felt, I don't know. Nothing overtook that LSD high.
Okay, so let's do an actual bad advice. I believe that this person's event has passed.
Oh, no.
I will be interested to hear your thoughts on this. Her questions are, how would any of you or your partners react in this scenario?
All right.
Am I the asshole?
Oh, good one.
Yeah. I've been listening over a decade to the Radio Alice fam while living in the Bay Area, and I continue to listen.
Duh.
Sorry
sounded
about
weird.
That.
What just happened?
I was like,
you turned into a whirling dervish in there. Well, like, I've never seen you move so fast.
Well, I,
and you're, never
and
seen
you're a
move
ninja.
So fast?
You didn't do that on purpose?
No.
I thought.
Well, I thought he was doing it on purpose until I looked in and went.
Yeah,
like a
no.
Blur in there.
I was reading an email and I hit a click and I was like, oh man, I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
It's just like arms.
Back
and,
to the lady slurping us.
A lot of faders, you know.
I've been listening over a decade while living in the Bay Area and continue to listen from my beautiful home and Sarah's future home of Vermont.
Oh.
I'm so happy the Secret Show's back and I figured I'd finally write in since you often plead for emails. We do. We need emails. We need good solid stories and good solid problems.
We like it.
We do. We use you to for our own enjoyment.
Right.
Please send an email to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Unfortunately, I don't have anything too juicy or sexy, but I did want your opinion on a situation that came up. Last night while making dinner, my husband walked up to me, placed his arms on my shoulders, and said, "Don't be mad.
I want a divorce."
No.
Oh.
A whole mess of scenarios went through my mind. Maybe that one too. He travels a lot for work, so I figured something had just came up and he was leaving town or something, in which case I would be juggling my 2 and 5-year-old grad school and work without him. That wasn't the case. He said, "My mom wanted to come and surprise you and is flying up tomorrow to stay for the week."
Okay.
Tomorrow. I had no words. I've been training for the Vermont City Marathon for a year now, and the race is Sunday. He asked if I was mad. I told him, "I'm a bit surprised, but not mad." Total lie. My mother-in-law is actually very sweet, but she's exhausting to be around. This is not a situation that will create less work or stress for me, and I plan this week out meticulously, down to my meals. Look, when you're running a marathon, like you
no,
do
I agree
that.
With that 100%, but I don't know why that doesn't free her up. I don't know why she's not like, Oh!
Well, look.
I give the kids to the grandma, and now I don't have to think about it at all.
She says, I've also gotten ahead on my graduate coursework so I could just relax up until Sunday. So I don't know when your last run is before you actually run the marathon. This definitely was not the direction I would have chosen for the week to go. And sometimes people think they're there to help you, and they're not helpful, and they create problems, and now you're dealing with this person and the stress of the
person. Well, I understand that, but it doesn't... that must be the case here, because I know that Christina would go, oh, Nona's coming?
I'm free!
Yeah, I mean, that would be... She'd absolutely be like, yeah, Nona's got the kids, now I'm free.
Today, I decided to tell my husband how I really feel about the whole situation.
Uh-oh.
I said, it's amazing of her to fly all the way out here. Frankly, I'm sure she's more excited to see the grandkids, and who could blame her? But I was upset that I wasn't involved in the decision process. My advice would have been to arrive later in the week, stay in a hotel for one or two nights before the marathon, and then spend the rest of the week in our home when I'm not as stressed out. I feel like such an asshole for not wanting to have a visitor and just wanting to be by myself / with my family before the big race. Obviously, I can't tell her how I really feel without making her upset, so I just asked my husband to take her on excursions out of the house as much as possible and reiterate to her that between my courses, work, and the marathon, I'll be taking time by myself to relax as much as possible and may not be super social until after the race. I do feel fortunate to have an in-law who supports me this much. I just wish she could have surprised me on the sidelines during the race and stayed with us during the week after. That would have been much more ideal. How would any of you or your partners react under this scenario? Am I the asshole? Side note, I take you on all my runs and have probably gone over 1,000 miles listening to you all.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for the literal out loud laughs and entertainment.
Nice job.
You know, I very rarely think that a person's actual reactions to things make them an asshole. Like, you know, you're allowed to feel what you feel, and you didn't like unload on the mother-in-law. You just said, I've had a night to think. I don't think you're an asshole at all. I think it sucks that like a surprise guest is never what I want. I never want that. I need time to prepare for that and to figure out what we're going to do. And let's plan out some activities so we're not just fucking staring at each other at the house or watching goddamn HGTV all night and day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find that this person is...
You're right.
And I think you handled it okay. Well, how would you react if all of a sudden she said, Maka's coming and spending a week here?
Here's how I'll answer this. I'm still pretty selfish, but I've also lost all my free time, and I do a ton more than you probably even realize in terms of dealing with my kids. So I used to lift weights all the time. Yeah. I used to be in really good shape.
Yeah.
You couldn't fuck with my schedule ever without me being absolutely livid. Because I have to eat when I eat and lift when I lift, and I do what I do, and this is what I do, and I don't want you involved. Right. Ever. Don't get in my schedule.
It's so crazy that
I'm busy.
Somebody wound their way through all those defenses you had up and still married you and had children. It's amazing.
Well, trust me.
It's amazing.
I've compromised a lot.
I
don't even sleep. I don't even sleep anymore now that we've got kids in this house.
Who needs sleep?
There it is.
So overrated, dude. You got those two beautiful daughters.
Yeah. Screw sleep. Who needs it? Anyway, so I do understand that selfishness that it takes to achieve a goal you're trying to achieve. Like that marathon, you've trained for a year.
I know, I'm dying to hear how she did.
So my first response to that, as I'm hearing the story told, is I grab my husband by the tie and I squeeze it really, really tight so he can barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to him, where the fuck do you get off not telling me in advance that she was thinking about this before it was booked?
Yeah.
You know I've been training for a marathon, and you know I don't want her here.
Then use the other hand, too.
Oh!
What? Yeah.
Yeah, hold him still with the tie. Punch him in the face.
Yeah, I'd be pissed at my partner for not putting... Like, look, I get it. She wants to surprise me, and I can pull off... Oh, Claire, you're here! Yay! But had you come to me in advance, like you're supposed to, like a good partner would, I would have said, absolutely not. No. Tell her it's the week after or the week after or any other week the rest of the year but that one. That's the real failing is on her partner for not having come to her and said,
agree.
There's and look what you just said. I don't even know if that like just passed everybody by. She has a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old. Yep. She's trained. This sounds like my wife, actually. She's training for a marathon. She's
in grad school
and has a job. That's not a person you dump stuff on.
No.
Surprise.
You don't, right? Yeah,
no.
Fuck your surprise. I'm kicking that thing out a window.
So I would be mad at my husband in that scenario. Not like divorcing the guy, but right. I would absolutely be saying to him, look, I don't dislike your mom. This isn't about her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the respect for my schedule?
Yeah.
That you should, you live with me. You know what I'm dealing with every day. Were you?
Yeah. I like this one.
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No. I don't think you're wrong at all. 100%. I mean,
I agree with you 100%.
There's different ways to approach the conversation that you have. It sounds like she was actually kind of cool about it and didn't blow her top. I'm dying. I want to hear how it went when the mother-in-law got there and if she made your life easier or not, which I'm going to guess no.
Yeah, that's too bad because that is actually, for most people, that should, I mean, for us anyway.
That would have been great.
Like, my mom's visiting in a couple weeks. Christina is the one who gets her. Like, she's into it. She's like, that's my time off.
Yeah.
Nona shows up, and I get to dump the kids on her and leave.
And Thanksgiving on her. Like, well, won't your mom cook? And
no, she won't be here that long.
Oh. That's
that doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that she's into it because she gets a break. So she would have.
And your mom loves it.
Yeah.
Because those are her grandgirls.
Yep. She would have been. It would have worked out at our house. I'm sorry it doesn't at yours.
I know. It's hard, though. You know, a long time ago in my life with John, he said, you don't have to say yes or no to someone at that moment. And I'm telling you, you're not allowed to do that anymore. That you have to, all you have to say is, that sounds great. Let me check with John.
Mm.
Because so many times I would be like, oh, we're doing blah, blah, blah. I told you about that. And he'd be like, no, you haven't told me about that. And I have something else. And now, like, it happened
A few times. I'm sure it happened 100 times.
It didn't happen 100 times. He was not putting up with that. But it happened a couple times in a bad enough. Like, it's one thing if he doesn't have anything going on. You're like, oh, I booked a thing with, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the fuck it was. And he's all, okay, well, that would have been great to know.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was just going to watch football on Sunday.
Everybody here, come to my house for the after party.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's a good one.
Well, I was drunk. Yeah. And the after party was raging. Woo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Two lesbians did it on your kid's bed.
It wasn't like that. He was in the room and they were on the couch outside the room and making a lot of noise.
Right.
Oh, wow. Fun. Yeah. I missed that party.
You missed that party? You didn't worry about that party?
No, I went home. I was probably with Anita and, you know, she was like,
no thanks. I don't want to Sarah's house. That seems like a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah. Now I never say yes to anything without going, well,
good.
Sounds great. Let me check with the. My better half over there.
Yeah.
Your mind never turns off, though, so I can imagine that it's hard for you.
What do you mean?
Just that your mind never turns off. I know that you... When I use the term grinding, I have a feeling that you never get off something until it's resolved.
It's true. I can't let it go. And that's the thing about John is he won't fight it out. Like, I'm ready to, like, let's talk about this until we kill it. And he's all...
Not now.
Had enough of you. I gotta go. I'm gonna go. Don't stop following me.
Yeah.
It's pretty direct.
Stop following
Don't
me.
Don't follow me. I'm not listening to you. I'm going in the bathroom. I'm locking the door.
People
I'm crawling
who know
out the window
you
and leaving.
And love you understand, but I do know that like you just recently you texted and said, hey everyone, I'm planning vacations and these are the dates I'm looking at and you know, let me know. And then I was like, I saw it and went, okay, great. Let me think about that. And then 6 hours later, so these dates are the dates I'm looking at. And I really think these dates, and I'm like, oh my God, she has been like looking at her phone going, why isn't anyone responding?
Why hasn't he written back?
because you were so relaxed and cool about it in the first text.
No, I wasn't. You didn't. No, I guess you didn't get the tone
problem,
of my voice.
No problem, everyone. Just, you know, take your time. Let me know.
Well, that's the thing. John was like, well, so what's the deal? Which way could we get to book our travel? I'm like, oh, my God. All right. Let me put it back out there.
I saw it the second time. I'm like, wow, that's still, she's still, you know.
I think you're right. Do we have to decide this right now? I'm like, that'd be great if we could, but I guess we don't have to. Can you ask your mom if it's okay? Oh, boy. Well, life, planning it out takes some work.
It does.
Yeah, so don't surprise people. You were not the asshole.
Yeah, if you have a partner, include them.
I feel like your husband let you, hung you out. That's all I feel.
When?
No.
Oh, this person.
In this,
I was like, he did?
Yeah, he hung her out.
Right at me. Yeah, I feel like that was a really bad move on his part. And I would like to hear a follow-up email, what happened, how it went, what went on with it. And thank you for writing in.
And these are all good examples of, like, if you're hearing this and it hasn't happened to you yet, but does happen, think...
You'll be prepared.
Oh, I remember that one time, and it turns out people with busy lives don't love schedule surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not okay. There's plans.
Surprise, here's some flowers. That works.
Drop
that
it off and leave.
Right.
Yeah, drop it off and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But surprise... Pugunk.
The bag drop.
The bag drop.
Right.
It's happened
I'm
twice
here for the
to
week.
Me this week.
What?
From my a sibling of mine.
Well,
she goes, hey, can I drop some food off? I'm like, hell yeah. I love that dish that you're going to drop off. So she doesn't tell me she's bringing somebody, and she brings an old friend that I grew up with. And so now she pulls up, lights are still on. I'm like, why are your lights still on? I'm just real quick dropping off, but you should go out and say hi. I'm like, I'm in my fucking underwear right now. It's like 7:30 p.m. Why did you not tell me? But I felt obligated.
Yeah,
of course you did.
Put my pants on, come out and say what's up. And then I told her, it's a fucking problem. You can't just fucking do that unannounced. And then it happened again last night. She comes again, drops off some great food, fucking amazing food, but didn't tell me that she's with this other person again. And there I am again, like fucking 8 p.m., like... Why am I doing this again? So I come out and I had to tell her yesterday. I'm like, do not fucking do this ever again.
Bryn, I have a total tip for you.
Not okay.
When someone calls you after, say, I don't know, 5 o'clock, don't acknowledge it at all. And if they pull up my front, run in your room.
It's your sibling saying I'm dropping off food. And she does it all the time. Normally, she just drops it off and says, hi to my kid. That's fine. To my sister.
Just don't be out there. Just be like, yeah. Anita would really appreciate that. Wow. I'm already in bed, so.
I know, you're
right. Isn't it so funny how this schedule makes us so cunty?
Very cunty.
Such
cunts.
No, but
it's so terrible.
I still put pants on and a smile and walked out and said, what's up, bro? How you doing, man? Good to see you, man. I'll see you
but
later.
In your head, you're like, fuck,
I'm super fucking, like, just grinding on, like, how the fuck am I going to sleep now? God damn it.
Well, bunch you weren't going to go to sleep anyways. You're being a kind of a baby. She did just drop off food that you were going to eat right that minute.
Yeah, I was going to eat and go to sleep. That's my little schedule there.
You don't want to have to make an appearance at that hour of night. I'm like, listen, don't get me riled up. I'm trying to go to sleep in a couple minutes. Don't get me. I don't want to laugh. I don't want to cry. I don't
want
to.
I don't want interaction.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Don't rile me up. Feelings, right?
I wanted to grab that to-go bag and fucking sit down and start eating.
You say, yeah, thanks.
Food
bye.
Coma. Done. Wake up in the
morning.
You
know what would be a funny show is to listen to our partners. Talk about
how bitchy we are.
I do not think that would be a good show.
That would be fucking great.
I boycott that right now.
Because the amount of shit we shovel over our schedules to begin with. And then I've definitely had...
Such babies.
Like, I, you know, look, sex life's important to me. I'm a dude. I like to have sex. I'm into it. I like naked ladies. I'm married to one.
Oh.
It'd be nice to, you know, have her more often.
Married to a naked lady.
I am married to a naked lady. But every time I can get, like, you know, bitchy about that, she'll be like, you know, let me just tell you something. Disappearing at 6 o'clock every night of the week and being gone for till the next day is not a way to get laid, dude. And I would be, and I just, God damn it.
She's right again.
I hate that. It's the worst fight ever because there is no, what am I supposed to say to that? All right, I'll stay up then. Well, which night are you going to stay up? I may not be available that night.
Right. And also, it's more of like an overtime you showing me by acts of service that you're interested in me fucking you. Okay. I just realized we did this whole show with the door open. I hope no one's out there. Sorry if you're offended.
They're not.
All right.
I just imagined like our spouses all talking.
Oh my God.
Christina and Anita would be like, turn their mics up. I can't hear them. Turn it louder.
Oh, right.
Because they're like, Yeah, he always bitching every night about it. That guy got to
bed. That's his Anita impression.
He's always in a bad mood. He's always in a rush to sleep. Why is that? Life is Anita.
She's very soft. I don't think she's as soft when it's just you guys, but...
Oh, yeah.
She's very soft.
Yeah, she's pretty chill.
Yeah. Okay, send your emails to Bryn, that guy, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com.
The end.